Chapter 47.
Godmother!
I shouted, turning toward the pyramid. Leah appeared at my side, her hands now filled with emerald and amethyst light, her own deadly sorcery. Shall we pursue the quest now?
Yeah, stay close. We'll round up the team and move.
Molly was nearest. I went to my apprentice and shouted in her ear,
Come on! Let the birdmen take it from here. We've got to move.
Molly gave me a vague nod and finally lowered the little wands as the Kenku's charge drove into the red court and took the pressure from our flanks. The tips of her wands, both of them made of ivory, were cracked and chipped. Her arms hung limply and swung at her sides, and she looked even paler now than she had going in. She turned to me, gave me a quivering smile, and then suddenly sank to the ground, her eyes rolling back in her head. I stared at her in shock for a second, and then I was on my knees next to her, my amulet glowing as I used its light to check her for injuries. In the chaos, I hadn't seen that one of her legs, at mid-thigh, was a mass of blood. One of the wild shots from the security goons had hit her beneath the armored vest. She was bleeding out. She was dying. Thomas crashed to the ground next to me. He ripped off his belt and whipped it around her leg as a tourniquet.
I've got this, he said, looking up at me, his expression remote, calm. Go. Go.
I stared at him for a second, uncertain. Molly was my apprentice, my responsibility. He stared at me, and his calm mask cracked for a second, showing me his tension, the fear he was holding in check at the scale of the conflict around us.
Harry, he said, I'll guard her with my life. I swear it.
I nodded and then clenched a fist, looking around. That much spilled blood would start drawing vampires to the wounded girl like bees to flowers. Thomas couldn't care for her and fight.
Mouse, I called. Stay with them.
The dog rushed over to Molly and literally stood over her head, his eyes and ears everywhere, a guardian determined not to fail. Then I ran to Murphy and Sonya, who both bore small cuts and abrasions and who looked like they were about to charge into the nearest portion of the fray. Martin tagged along with me, apparently calm and by all appearances unaware that he was in the middle of a battle. Say what I would about Martin, his blandness, his boring demeanor, and his non-combative body language were very real armor in this situation. He simply didn't look like an important or threatening target, and he was untouched. I looked around them and picked up a sword that had been dropped by one of the warriors they had killed, a simple Chinese straight sword known as a jian. It was light, razor sharp on both edges, and suited me just fine.
We're going to the pyramid,
I called to Murphy and Sonya. A group of 30 or 40 Kenku went over us, witch shadows against the rising moon, and entered the fray against the jaguar warriors who still stood between us and an exit from the ball court.
There, I said. Go, go, go!
I suited action to my words and plunged toward the opening Ebenezer's allies were cutting for us. There was a surge of magic and a flash of motion ahead of us as another vampire noble tossed another flare of power at me. I caught a small stroke of lightning on my mentor's staff. It was shorter, thicker, and heavier than mine, conducting the attack down my arm, across my shoulder, and out the tip of my newly acquired sword. The lightning bolt chewed a hole in the belly of the Red Court noble. He staggered as I closed on him. I spun the staff to the horizontal and checked him in the nose as I went by, dropping him to the ground. We went past the remains of the temple and out into the open space between the buildings. It was chaos out there. Jaguar warriors and priest types were everywhere, and most of them were armed. Mortal security folks were forming into teams and racing toward the ball court to reinforce the Red Court. I realized that at some point Murphy, her clothing shining with white light, her halo a blaze of molten gold, had begun racing along on my right side, with Sonya on my left. The brilliant light of the two swords was a terror to the vampires and half-breeds alike, and they recoiled from that aura of power and fear, but that wasn't the same thing as retreating. They simply fell back while other creatures closed a large circle about us, drawing it slowly tighter as we moved toward the pyramid.
We aren't going to make it, Murphy said. They're getting ready to rush us from all sides.
Always they are doing that,
Sonya said, panting, his cheerful voice going slightly annoyed.
Never is it anything new.
They were right. I could sense the change in motion of the villains around us, how they were retreating more slowly before us, pressing in more closely behind us. I felt my eyes drawn up to the pyramid ahead of us, and there, standing on the fifth level of the pyramid, looking down, was a figure in a golden mask. Evidently, one of the lords of Outer Night had been knocked all the way over to the pyramid by Ebenezer's entrance, and I could feel his will at work in the foes around us, not used to overcome an enemy with immobility now, but to infuse his troops with confidence and aggression. "That guy," I said, nodding at him. "Gold mask. We take him down and we're through." Murphy scanned the pyramid until she spotted him. Then her eyes tracked down to the base of the stairs, and she nodded shortly. "Right," she said.